This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That debate was just a descent into an attempt to mug, bloodbath Donald Trump. Will that backfire on them? Or did they actually score some points? Because he didn't defend himself on things like funding Hillary. He gave money to her Senate campaign and to her charity. He's pointed that out before, but he backed and gave 10 times the money to Mitt Romney. That's what those big billionaires do to operate in those states. You give political contributions, or they come after you. He didn't give his old defense. It's true. And I'm not attacking Trump. I'm just saying the points where he had problems, I'm trying to show what happened here. But still, everybody I talked to, people that don't even like Trump, said, yeah, they're out to get him. That was incredible. And then they just showed video package only against him, trying to make him look like a liar, and then weird stuff about tyranny's now popular. Donald Trump likes Putin. And all he said is, I don't want to have war with Russia, and we can try to make better deals. Isn't that what you want a president to do? And then look at Drudge. It has the article, Prickly Don Rips Below Belt Jab, Size Matters. And then they say, scientist, New York Daily News, that runs pieces every day against Trump, say fingers really do match size. I mean, this is what the debate has been turned into by the media. And then they act like Trump making a joke about it, he's the bad guy. When, by the way, Trump doesn't even have small hands. I have on average small hands. I can tell you that just in my experience, the stereotype's not true, but whatever. I mean, I actually have a giant head, about as big a hat size. You have to go to stores and actually have almost special hat sizes for my head. What does that mean? I have a big brain. Actually, it does. But large CC size, a lot of dopamine, a lot of chemicals in there, a lot of energy. Also makes for a good weapon from back in the day. But I'm just joking, folks. But look at this. Look at this. Size matters. Okay, well, then let's go there. Let's show Ted Cruz. I mean, we've all seen a booger fall out of somebody's nose on TV. We've all seen somebody having a piece of spittle on their lip. But with him, it's a big old juicy booger falls out of his nose, sits on his lip for a good 15 seconds, and then falls the bottom lip, and then like he's a reptoid or something, lizard, the tongue just lovingly, like this is actually probably how he eats. He's from another planet. The food comes out of the sinus, and he expert it. He kind of marinates for a minute and then falls. Let's play it again, and then he just lovingly, let's roll it for TV viewers on front screen so they can really get a blow-up of this. And then just the snack lovingly sits on the lower lip, and then the tongue just flicks almost instinctively like a bullfrog is asleep, but a horsefly lands beside it just lovingly. Oh, the lip there's a deliciousness there. And I have to say, he does it very elegantly. You know, I would feel it there and just brush it off, but he loved it. Somebody was actually probably pointing to him in the state, but he sees it. He goes, oh, snack time. Delicious. So delicious. So this is what we've come to in America. Can we slow down just the part where he deliciouses, where he, the prestige shot, the, what do they call those? The dinero shot, the shekel shot, the euro shot. The dollar shot, the yen shot. No, there's not. The money shot. There you go. Ah, delicious. Wait a minute. You didn't. We ought to cut that together with the Caddyshack part where they're watching Spalding, Judge Smail's nephew. He goes, just look at Spalding and I. We're regular pals. And then they're having bets on will Spalding eat the bugger? Of course he does. So you can place bets in Vegas. Will Cruz eat the next booger that falls out of his nose onto his lip? Hey, when the presidential reality show turns into member size, male sexual member size, and booger eating, I don't ever cover sophomoric stuff, but hey, the gates are open now. In my experience, small hands actually don't affect things, but they do affect magical things. Because there is kind of a trick question of that. See, how does, well, it's like those balloons at the store that are this big. but then they get this big. So the question is everybody magical? Maybe you're magical when you have small hands. Now this is all fair to talk about. I'm sorry, family show, I'm going to stop right there. It is true, though. It's amazing. We'll be back.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Guest is a talk show host in his own right, popular talk show host, so he'll be able to get into the election with us. We're going to your calls at the start of the next segment. We're going to get into feds arrest Bundy supporters in six states, and they're starting to go after innocent people. I know some of these people did threaten to shoot feds and stuff, and I said they were dumb and it shouldn't happen. The land rights issue is real, but now it's turned into a persecution and a branding of patriots as terrorists. We've got incredible radical Islamic news that I've got to get to with our guest. He's an expert on that. We have got to get to IBM and BMW teaming up and saying, oh, no, in just a few years, you won't be able to drive your car. See, that's how driverless cars come in. They just make all the new cars driverless. And you can kind of act like you're driving, but it's going to take control all the time. That's a big deal. Big news on the UK trying to get out of the EU. We are also going to get, obviously, into the big election and your calls. But the reason I wanted last week, and now we've got him, to get Doug Hagman of HagmanandHagman.com, the Northeast Intelligence Network, on, was about the Scalia situation. Now, we told you there was going to be an investigation. Now they admit that there is a private investigation going on, and the Washington Post tried to head it off, admitting when he died in a secret society meeting that was a spinoff of Bohemian Grove, not just a hunting society. And I'm not saying it's a bad society he was in. These are feeder groups. These are compartmentalized. He's got breaking news on the Supreme Court issue, and he has a lot of sources. Now, we have a lot of sources, too. Kind of like I had Roger Stone, former head of Trump's campaign, his good friend of 40-plus years on. And I said, yeah, I talked to Ventura the other day. He's coming on Friday. He says he really likes Donald Trump. He's played golf with him and friends with him for 20-plus years. He's not going to run against him, but if it's Rubio, he is. And Stone goes, yeah, I talked to him yesterday. He wants me to be his campaign head if he runs. That's absolutely true. So, see, I mean, I'm making phone calls. I'm getting inside baseball. But I also know how to verify if people are accurate. I would hear Doug Hagman probably 8-9 years ago or longer on Coast to Coast AM. And I said this last hour. I'm going to just say it now. And he would say, our sources in the federal government say they plan to flood Europe and the United States with radical Muslims to use the threat as a way to take our freedoms. And they're going to allow Sharia law to be taught in schools. And I would just go, that is ridiculous. A lot of what he said I knew was true. So I was confused. I liked hearing him on the radio, learned some stuff, knew a lot of it was true, but then he would say stuff that I was just like, you know, our elite aren't that crazy. Well, then Glenn Beck picked it up, and a bunch of other people picked it up. And it's turned out it's true. So that's why I like to get him on. We should get him on more often. I hadn't been on in probably 6 months or so, but Doug Hagman joins us to talk about what he thinks about Scalia, or what's going on with the election, with his view on Trump. The Black Lives Matter. I mean, again, he was first started coming on 5 years ago on my show. Once I figured out that, okay, he knows what he's talking about. He said they're going to fund black nationalist movements to kill police and try to start a civil war. That was before it was known Soros was even funding it, before it started. So I like to toot the horn of people. You can go back to those interviews who do know what they're talking about. So I want to know the rest of the inside baseball from Doug Hagman. And what's happening currently. So let's just do 5 minutes on Scalia and on the new Supreme Court info he has, and let's move into all those other subjects that I just went into. Doug, great to have you back. I tell you, things are so exciting, so scary now, I can't even believe. Newt Gingrich is saying secret societies run everything on Fox News, and I mean, everything we've talked about is just now coming out. I guess we really are run by crazy people who just want to destroy America and Christianity. I mean, it's what you said. It is the plan. What are your federal contacts telling you and state police contacts right now about what's happening with Scalia, where that's all going?
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me. A couple of things. With respect to Scalia, that investigation, his death, very mysterious indeed. John Poindexter wants people to understand who he is, big Obama donor, all that. But investigation is 101. Him passing away or dying or being murdered, whatever, it's almost irrelevant. But at the ranch, and the fact that the most basic of investigative policies were not followed, that in and of itself is really problematic. The fact that there was no official there present to declare him dead or to sign off on a death certificate. The fact that he was embalmed before, of course, his the family physician has spoken with the person who signed off, Cinderella. Her last name is Cinderella, the judge there. The fact that he was embalmed before, that conversation between Cinderella and the judge's personal care physician took place is obviously problematic. But the bottom line here is Scalia's out of the way, and now we've got a danger to our Constitution. I've got a ton of information about the actual scene itself and about the events before, during, and after. But, Alex, what I want to tell you, and I'm here, my sources are telling me this, and this is kind of the first time I'm going public with this in this platform. There will be, between now and election, another Supreme Court vacancy. Okay? Now, before anyone says, yells at me, Pelican Brief, it doesn't have to be a death. It could be a resignation, but the information I'm getting is I guarantee you there will be one more Supreme Court vacancy, and that is to solidify the Supreme Court on behalf of Obama, where he can nominate select and have the Senate confirm two, not just one, but two nominees during his tenure to absolutely solidify the progressive Marxist agenda of this cabal that's in power. Now, whether that happens according to the timeline, well, this is what's being told to me. I'm just relaying the information.
Are they saying who it is? Ginsburg?
That's, you know, not directly saying who it is, but by everything I've been able to really kind of get out of the people, yeah, Ginsburg appears where she's going to retire for health reasons. Now, if that doesn't happen, then there may have to go to Plan B, and I'm not exactly sure what Plan B is. But watch for that.
Okay, well, you told me 5 years ago they're worried about Obama wants to start a race war to bring in a civil emergency. We've seen him try that a bunch. You talk about the plan to flood us with Sharia law, and now I've got stacks of news today where it's happening in public schools everywhere. They're teaching it. They're making kids put on hijabs. They're making them praise Allah. This is even non-Muslim teachers. This is actually Common Core. What is all of this about on that front?
Well, it's everything works like all of these are cogs in a larger machine. The invasion, the alien invasion into this country is to rip the moral and spiritual and cultural fabric of our country, of course.
That's what they showed at the Academy Awards, is they showed the Tower of Babel the whole time in the background. I mean, what are they telling us?
Well, they're in charge, and they're laughing at us. See, that's what people don't understand. They're showing this stuff, and people are looking at it and saying, well, you know, it's just art, it's entertainment, it's whatever. But the fact of the matter is, they're telling us what they're going to do before they do it, and they're laughing at us because no one's getting it, no one's understanding it, or at least very few are. You are, your audience is, but the majority of people are just, you know, hey, when we have... really, 32% of American people never hearing the, don't even know who Scalia was, for example, in a recent poll. We've got a problem in this country, obviously, and you've proven that many times.
They don't know what planet they're on, so I'm asking a lot of questions here, and this is really important. What's the intel from all your great sources? What's the state of the Republic right now? What are the big points we need to go over here today?
Okay, great push right now to change the complexion of the judiciary. The fact is, if they could perhaps get Loretta Lynch in as a potential candidate for the Supreme Court, that'll throw the DOJ into some little bit of chaos there to take away from the Hillary Clinton indictment possibility. There's a war right now going on inside the FBI, according to my FBI source, saying that if she doesn't get indicted, there's a lot of good people that they're going to lose a lot of good people. There's a push for additional racial riots this summer. But going for broke, that is. In other words, what we saw back in 2011.
That was dress rehearsal.
Absolutely. So we've got that. The economy. Our economy is just, it's in a crap storm. I mean, however, what will help the economy? Well, we need a war. We've got a ready-made war right now in Syria. And I got to tell you, right now, Syria is, it's my belief that Syria will be, Death Race Damascus. The road to Damascus is the road to World War III. And despite Ukraine, despite the South Sea Chinese Islands, Syria is where we need to keep our attention to, where NATO is being pitted against Russia by this globalist cabal. You pointed this out in your investigations years ago. So it's all coming to pass right now. It's crunch time, so to speak.
What else are your federal sources saying about the war going on in the government? Because they now admit that war you talked about many years ago is now out in the open, the purging of the military. I've never seen the military more awake. It's stunning how great they are. I mean, they really get it. Does that concern the globalists, or are they just so arrogant they don't understand that basically everybody in special ops is awake, most of the general enlisted are awake, the non-commissioned officers are awake? I mean, that's got to be a major ace in the hole for freedom.
Well, there's a couple of dynamics going on here. Of course, there's infighting among the globalists because you've got the old-time globalists, the new globalists who want to upstage the old-time globalists. So then you've got the other aspect of this, which is the, interestingly enough, it's the generation of the iPhones and iPads, the generation of the people who understand how to manipulate the electron, so to speak. So you've got this war going on using social media, which is really at the forefront. You're seeing censorship in Europe now coming to America with social media. Any talk against the globalists or any talk against immigration
Yeah, we're seeing unprecedented return of Nazi-level censorship, and our media says it's great, telling you they're getting ready to push that here, which has now begun. Conservatives and libertarians are being purged everywhere.
Exactly. So you've got what we're looking at, and again, you've done so well to point this out. We've got war on multiple fronts. We've got war in the social media. We've got war within the various governmental departments. DHS, however, is the umbrella organization that's attempting to tie everything together. And kind of ahead of that, or on top of that, is this organization of a few.
Stay there. The secret society again talks
about how dangerous the world has become. In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
gonna keep you free.
Doug Hagman's our guest. Your calls are coming up at the start of the next segment. All across the board. We'll get into the debate last night and more. I'm not scared. I've been studying our enemy for so long that I'm mainly sad. And yeah, I worry about my children, but I understand that past generations have gone through these times as well. And there have been a lot of different elites throughout history. A lot of them just wanted to conquer and run things. And a lot of times put in aqueducts and, you know, and actually built societies up. But still, the existing civilization wouldn't want to have their culture taken over. They had a right to fight back. The globalists are ending humanity as we know it in their own words. They call it the final revolution. And if you want to know who the, quote, liberals are, the leading edge of the societal takeover, they're the change agent arm. The Republicans are owned by the same people at the top. You're seeing that with Trump right now. They want to end the family, end the process, make us these atomized creatures, like George Orwell talked about, children being taken like you take eggs from a hen, like North Korea. You go, but why would they want a horrible civilization like that? Because that's what evil people hunger after. And the fact that the so-called left, I have a stack of articles, I'm going to go through them here in a moment with our guest, lets imams into the U.S., Canada, England, you name it, that say your daughters will wear headdresses and we're going to cut their genitals off. I mean, these are the quotes. And we're going to kill your men and we're going to blow up your police stations. And they let them in. And then they'll go arrest some militia guy if he says, you ain't ever takes over, I'm going to fight back like Atari. Boom. Arrested, charged. And he was talking about the group Hagman was above Homeland Security. They set up Homeland Security to control all the other agencies, try to make sure they follow these unconstitutional orders. And if the FBI won't go out and arrest all the patriots, they'll just create a new division. And that's what they're doing, folks. And you got to understand, they really hate us. They call us bitter clingers. Doug, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Hagman and Hagman.com. Folks want to find out more. I just want the listeners to realize this is for all the marbles, and we don't have any future if we really just don't understand. It isn't brave to fight these people. It's survival. We don't have a choice. Do you get where I'm going?
Absolutely. And, you know, you point out so many great points. You know, you did a video here not too a couple of days ago, I believe it was, about the really the dark horse of the New World Order, that being technocracy. And I think people, if people really understood the bigger picture here, what's going on, we're being forced like cattle into this new old world order, so to speak. And what you're talking about, what you just brought up, the articles that you have right there, you know, the focus, what you're focused on is really the key here, where I think people need to understand the picture is a lot bigger.
Well, how did you know first that they really plan to bring in radical jihadis and people and teach it in schools? What is the sick freak plan there?
Well, and you know, look, I'm not the smartest, you know, not the brightest bulb in the bunch. So I've had some good sources tell me, okay, this is what they're going to do. Their ultimate objective is to criminalize the current forms of the three monotheistic religions here in the United States, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, if you can believe that. Distill all three religions, monotheistic religions, to create a state religion that's compatible, where all religions are compatible with one another.
UN plan. So get us all together, bring in radicals, have us fight and kill each other, and then take all our rights to create safety.
That's right. And yes, in order to do that, they've got to rip down the existing infrastructure in order to create a new one, just like the Phoenix, and as you've gone through so many times.
Yeah, but you say you're not the smartest bulb. I mean, you just crystallized that better than I ever could, and that is the plan. Now, is that what your federal sources told you? Because you were saying this 8-9 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they were saying. I was having a hard time really understanding what the big plan was. I was so focused on these small skirmishes or these individual disparate events that I wasn't seeing the big picture. And what you've done is to crystallize the big picture. And others, once you see the big picture and understand how one event works in tandem with
another.
There's
no going back.
That's it. And so, for example, the war in Syria is connected to the illegal immigration of aliens here in the United States, which is connected to the criminalization of free speech, which is connected to the Second Amendment. and people would stand in the way, like Scalia, of the First and Second Amendment. I mean, everything is connected. And once you see that the wheels in motion, those little cogs, the moving parts, then you can see. Hey,
and there's unity of agenda. It's the same rhetoric to bring in the jihadis here as it is in Europe. You can see the unified power. Hagman and Hagman.com, folks. You want to check out that site, see the show and the videos. Amazing information. We're going to come back with him, get more into this in your phone calls. It's just, like you said, once you see the big picture, folks, it's just chilling. Again, I'm getting chills all over me right now. We are in danger. We are in danger.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, please never forget, we are listener and viewer supported, not by big corporate sponsors, not with banker bailout money like MSNBC or NPR that also beg for money weekly and sell you coffee cups for $100. And they're Rockefeller funded openly. We're funded by selling amazing, high-quality, pro-gun, pro-liberty, wide spectrum of T-shirts, other apparel, sweatshirts, ball caps, the best deals on optics that are selected by a group that special ops folks retired that we buy the top optics and stuff like G-Shock watches from national dealers. We're now a national dealer. You name it, at very competitive prices at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got colloidal silver toothbrushes. we've been selling for 2 years. I never even plugged. They're one of our best sellers now that has it impregnated inside the bristles to keep the toothbrush from growing bacteria when you're not using it, and also put that into your gums. Just amazing stuff like that at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Anthroplex, that is basically the organic dry herb version of Supermel Vitality. And it's super high quality. It goes together, has a few ingredients that Supermel doesn't have. Supermel is excellent as well. You know, is the Cadillac version. This is like the LTD version, but they're both excellent. They blow away leading competitors who have the rave reviews. InfoWarsLife.com, that is now back in stock. Silver Bullet, this sale will have to end this weekend because we're going to sell out of it probably at current sales rates. 50% off on high quality colloidal silver right now. With the antibiotics and stuff not working anymore in a lot of cases, it's not a silver bullet, but it's darn close to it. Check it out for yourself. Find out the benefits of 30 parts per million super high-quality colloidal silver. This same bottle, made by the same manufacturer, we just private label it, sells for upwards of $30, usually about $25 at major stores. We have it $9.95. No one sells it at that price. InfoWarsLife.com. A lot of our products are proprietary, original, developed for us by top chemists and nutritionists and doctors and researchers, but a lot of them are just from the biggest high-quality organic manufacturers in the country. About half our items are private labeled for us. Like Child-Ease is the number one selling for 30-something years child aid just to calm children down. It doesn't make them sleep, just calms them down with a bunch of key herbs, like a syrup. And it tastes pretty good, too. It kind of tastes like licorice. And it's amazing. Just check out, and it's $25, the same bottle with a different label is $25. Again, ours is $19.95. So you're supporting us. You're getting high-quality products that you really need. It is a win-win on so many fronts. The Liver Shield is also back in stock for the gallbladder cleanse. Check out the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, going back to Doug Hagman, who's a law enforcement specialist, private detective, holds a whole bunch of certificates in areas you and most of us don't even know about. The point is he's an expert. He consults with the FBI, state police in multiple states. He's a talk show host in his own right. If you just tuned in, I'd hear him on Coast to Coast AM 8-9 years ago. And I think this guy knows what he's talking about on a lot of stuff, but he's saying they're going to bring in all these radical Muslims into Europe and the U.S. and flood us and bring in Sharia law. And he's one of the first I ever heard saying this. And he had it from sources in the government. And then that stuff started coming true. But before that came true, he was saying they're going to, from my sources, create race war in the country and stir everything up when Obama gets in. He's not going to be a unifier. And they're going to try to bring in federal control off the backs of that. And they're going to have a big anti-police movement. And that's going to build towards the end of a second term. This is like 8 years ago. And now it's happening. So that's why I listen to him, because his sources really know what's going on. I want to get to the election and phone calls here with you. But I've been so busy, I haven't really been following what you said about Trump. That attempted assassination politically last night, the train wreck, the informational attack videos, I mean, they threw everything at him, including the kitchen sink. They had the lights all turned up in his face. They were all piled on against him. Why is the power structure so scared of Donald Trump? Or do you disagree with that? What do you think is happening, Mr. Hagman?
No, and Alex, I think you're exactly right. I watched your first hour, and I totally agree with your assessment of things. Look, Trump is saying everything that Americans want to hear, or at least the most rational, sensible Americans. Trump is actually out there saying what we want to hear. Now, that's good news and bad news, obviously. It's bad news as far as the state of the country is concerned. Good news because we have ostensibly a guy in there that wants to fix things. And, of course, the establishment Republicans want to take him out. They don't want to deal with him. And they're gonna pull every dirty trick in the book to get him off of the ballot or make sure he doesn't get on the ballot. And that's taking place right now. I have a guy within the political system who is telling me that through some superdelegate trickery, they can knock him off of a couple of key states. Every delegate takes all, winner takes all states. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but they're going to try to pull that. They're going to try to pull other people into the race. Of course, they've got a package already ready to be deployed against Donald Trump in terms of his past, his bankruptcies, his mob connections. So this is yet to come out, at least in the form that they intend.
Are your sources saying anything about mob connections being real? I mean, we obviously know there's women. He doesn't lie about that. I mean, are your sources saying any of this could be damaging? Or is it all just fluff?
Well, my source in particular, the one I've been listening to about Donald Trump, is the perception is reality. It doesn't matter, real, not real. It doesn't matter as long as we can make it appear that it's real. As far as the mob connections are concerned, according to, again, to my source, you know, no, not really. You're going to run into different business people who have connections to connect to other people. And, you know, you're always a degree or two away from somebody that is.
You're not doing business in New Jersey and New York without, you're not building buildings without running into some of the wise guys.
Yeah, that's correct. So the big thing to watch here is the Karl Rovian apparatus at work here, I believe. And that is, and this is what I think, Alex, what people really don't understand is we think that there's a two-party system. You're very good at breaking this down. It's a one-party system, and it's the globalists. We're not a part of that party. It's their party. We're not invited. But the fact of the matter is they'd rather take out Trump and have Hillary in than they would have Trump in and reunite.
And the Republican leadership has said that, Mitch McConnell and others. What arrogant creatures to defy the will of the people. It shows how disconnected they are.
And exactly. And Trump, whether he's, you know, and I like to think his heart is true and he's serious, and whether he can do this is another thing or not, But Trump gets in there, of course, so there's a lot of people who are going to lose their jobs and potentially face indictment if that's even possible. And of course,
so that's why they're fighting so hard. Is they're worried they could all be going to jail, like Hillary. I mean,
right,
he says if he gets in, he's going to try to get her indicted.
Right, and we have to watch that Hillary situation again because the immunity granted to that Brian Pagliano does suggest, at least in my experience, that either a grand jury has been convened or they are going to be convening a grand jury. Whether or not that gets out of the grand jury venue, well, that remains to be seen. But the fact is they can cause a lot of, well, there's some leverage there, I guess is what I'm saying. So we need to really take a look at that in terms of Hillary. But for some reason, well, I think for the obvious reasons, they want Hillary and they want her in the position of power. And I'm talking about the Republicans, the gang of a part of the gang of eight, who are ceding their power to the executive branch, which is just absolutely.
Oh, yeah, insane. We saw Mitch McConnell try to sneak a defense bill through that literally makes the president a dictator in the Senate's own words.
That's right. And they're not doing this, as some might say, for the next future Republican or conservative president. They're doing this right now for their current power grab.
Let me ask you this, because what you said about the feds, the military, that all came out from your sources. I know you have a lot of them because they're on the East Coast and have been working law enforcement for 40 years. The military is just so awake. I talk about this constantly because it's such good news. I mean, whether it's Green Berets or current Delta Force or Navy SEALs or even officers up to full bird colonel level, they go, look, we all know about the takeover. We know about all the plans. We understand you're dead right. We've been occupied. They've done the same thing to Europe. You know, we're just waiting until they give an order that goes too far. And I mean, this is universal. This isn't them telling me two-sided stuff, too, setting me. I mean, this is for real. People are freaked out. But separately, though, I see feds, though, that seem to really want to go after the patriots. They're leftists. They hate us. What percentage of the feds, just dead reckoning, really are anti-American and hate us? Or are there a lot of feds, because I've seen some of this myself, who really are genuinely upset, genuinely concerned? As I've had a few on the street, some of them actually senior. I look them up later, and there they are on TV and stuff. A lot of them on time to contact. They contact me, high-level people in the Treasury Department, you name it, FBI. I just can't mess with it. I just stay out of it all. But at the same time, they claim that they know what's going on, too, and aren't going along with it. So how big is that internal fight, and how many are black hats versus white hats?
Great question. 8 years ago, the numbers would have been reversed to what I'm about to tell you. But right now, 30% are the old school, stick by the Constitution. Look, let's stand by the American people. 70% are not. And
Obama has packed his people in there.
Yeah, very, very much so. And that's so unfortunate. What's happening, and we're losing a lot of great people, a lot of the people that I went to school with, for example, and are in law enforcenment who are just retiring and saying, we can't fight this Leviathan. But there's this cancer that's growing within each individual federal organization. And what they're doing very quickly here is they're militarizing the local municipal police forces as well and saturating the ranks of the local police departments with these military-style people and equipment, obviously, that you report on. But this is actually being done in earnest now. And there's a push on now to make sure as much of this is done before the end of Obama's supposed tenure is up.
Well, all I know is it is historical what's happening. It is super creepy. And I've seen it backfire with local police all over the country, though, when they call them in and actually badmouth George Washington, veterans. They say veterans are your new enemy. You're going to have a war with them. That seems to really kind of wake people up, except, as you said, they're doing special acceleration of Politico police and bureaucrats, where I've been out to national parks and stuff and see armed park rangers now that literally act like social justice warriors and literally come and get in everyone's face and treat everyone like we're in boot camp or something. And they've been told, it's come out in the training manuals, break their will, show them you're the boss. Don't these people read history books? Don't they know they're being set up to be totalitarians? I mean, don't they understand they're being set up to be bad guys?
No, and there it is right there. We are being subjected to revisionist history. It's interesting because if you pick up a government textbook or a textbook about government from the, we'll say, the 29, 30, 31, early 20th century textbook, compare it to today, there's a lot that has been revised and removed, especially about constitutional issues. So we are actually seeing the second and third generation of men and women in the police force who don't really understand, unless they've taken advanced courses in the specific to the Constitution by non-Ivy League, non-leftist universities. They don't understand the Constitution.
And I run into a lot of them, and they're crazed looking. I mean, they look like they're ready for a war. That bravado is all dressed up and nowhere to go. Historically, I don't think they realize what they're getting into here if this thing actually kicks off.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. And I think a percentage of those, a percentage of the 70% may in fact, when it goes real, for example, may understand, look, I've got to protect my family and then break away. But there's a hard line in there of people that I cannot believe. And again, my contact within one of the federal agencies said, you just can't believe the mentality of these new recruits and these people that are in there embedded within the agencies. They don't care. If they were told to go arrest their grandmother or mother, they would do that in a heartbeat as opposed to thinking it through.
So they understand in free society, in the military and everything, it's all about not following legal orders. I loved it. Watching Hayden go, we wouldn't follow Trump's orders because we don't do unconstitutional things, when they're the ones that got him to all do stuff that was wrong.
Exactly. And how do you even... there's nothing that can be said coherently about the policies that we're seeing being employed. And again, I go back
to... Open the border, bring in the illegals, persecute the patriots. We're going to get to more of that with our guest, Doug Hagman. I want to go to your calls, John, Brian, Ken, Mark, James. Sorry for making you hold so long, but I want you to talk about what you saw in the debate last night, and our guest can comment on that. Brian in Georgia, you're on the air worldwide. What'd you think?
Hey, Alex. My wife and I are also delegates for the Georgia Republican Party. And more about that in a minute, but I wanted to talk to you about, did you hear Lou Dobbs yesterday? I mean, he went on a rant about the Republican insiders that was just, the only way I can describe it is it was a miraculous.
I didn't see it. What was the name of it? We'll pull it up. Lou Dobbs talks about Republican insiders. Let me go to YouTube.
Yeah. It's Lou Dobbs. It was on his show yesterday.
Fox Business. Okay, we'll look it up.
Business. And I mean, it was just incredible what the man.
Well, Lou Dobbs has been on. He's a listener. Fox won't let him come on, but he's almost a daily listener. He is a patriot.
But as far as being a delegate is concerned, what we really need to have to do is to make sure, starting at the county level and in the state level, is to make sure that no elected official gets to go to the national convention. if we make sure that no elected official gets to go to the national convention.
That's right. Don't let them come in and boss you around and take over the delegate and superdelegate places. You go, you be delegates, learn how it works. It varies from area to area. What did you think about the debate last night?
I thought it was incredible. You know, I think no matter what they try to throw at Trump, he's going to come out of it great. I also think that Mitt Romney shot himself in the foot, and they're going to try to get Paul Ryan to go in instead of
yep,
him.
I think Paul Ryan's in the wings as well. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Wyoming. John, what did you think about last night?
Hi, Alex. I saw the debate myself. Now, the two things that concern me, and oh, by the way, after this, I'm going to give you some good news on how Trump can destroy Hillary's campaign as well as the Bush crime family. Now, the one thing that bothered me on the debate is that Trump mentioned Richard Haass, who is, of course, the president of the CFR.
I talked about that. He met with him. There's an article on Infowars.com, yes.
Right. And then, of course, Newt Gingrich is a decades-long member of the CFR. Now, for the good news, here's how he can destroy Hillary Clinton's campaign. First of all, when Bill Clinton in 1994 was president, he allowed Westinghouse to sell two nuclear reactors to North Korea, from which they've been
that they used to build nukes. That's right. He's got her. Hillary gave the nukes to Kim Jong-un. He'll destroy her. It's true. I forgot about those. I covered it at the time. And they helped transfer the MIRV technology and the reentry technology, but also the booster technology of Laura Allen Hughes of the Chi-Coms. Great point. Again, always selling us out. I want to get Doug Hagman's take on that straight ahead. Thank you so much, caller. You made a great point, John. We're going to also go to Ken, Brian, Mark, James, and others, as I said. Straight ahead, back in 3 minutes. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. And we got that Newt Gingrich clip coming up, too. We haven't played in this hour. It's powerful.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. Now, revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. I just created a free video presentation at 123FEMA.com that exposes the truth. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to 123FEMA.com to see the number one item to hoard and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to 123FEMA.com and discover the number one item most critical in a crisis. Go watch my video now at 123FEMA.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123FEMA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, did you hear that Ted Cruz is now part of the new Caddyshack movie? Here's a clip of it. He plays Spalding, Judge Smell's nephew.
You're all done. You're on.
So I don't like to do a bunch of comedy stuff here or get into gross humor, but Rubio, who is reportedly at bubble parties and his best buddies arrested, you know, arrested with gay porn production companies, and they're arrested outside bathrooms, and the issue is blackmail. And then you've got him talking about Trump's manhood. What is going on with this? I mean, this is like a train wreck. Doug, what do you think is happening? We're going to go back to calls.
Just quickly, I mean, it's a reflection of to me, it's a reflection of our society, of the degradation of our society. I mean, you know, when we start comparing hands, okay, what is that? It goes back to boxers or briefs back in the days of, what, Clinton. And it's just a progressive slide down this moral morass that's being implemented through the Tavistockian mentality, you know, that's in play today. And it's getting the majority of Americans to focus on the shiny trinkets as opposed to what's really important in life. In addition to being sophomoric humor and gross and really just outside the bounds of decency, well, I mean, that's just, it is what it is. It's unfortunate and it's sad. But
absolutely. I want to talk to you in the next segment about the Bundy situation, and that's escalating with more arrests around the country and arresting members of the press, who I wouldn't really say were really press because I followed it, but they're using that mantle. It's dangerous because then that can be extended to all the press. And I think it's wrong that they're throwing the book at some of these people that clearly aren't a danger. Some of them might need to be in a mental institution for a while. But, again, this is a very dangerous situation, and it's escalating very, very fast. And they're torturing these people in solitary confinement. We're going to get to that. But right now, let's go to the next caller who has been holding the longest. Ken in Wyoming, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a teaching from the school system here, and I'm in the social studies class. We've been listening to you all morning with my students. We've been following the debate and everything here. We saw the debate last night. Trump was being trumped on by all of the people, even Meg Ryan. I think that they're scared of the establishment being overthrown, and it's an example of what I've been doing. I'm an ex-submarine sailor. And I've known about the establishment takeover for 40 years. I've started a project here in Wyoming that I have been blocked by the establishment in creating jobs using agricultural techniques. I'm an ex-FFA student, and I have put in project to the FDA, and they have blocked it every year for 25 years. So the establishment has really been working on us out here in Main Street.
Oh, yeah, they don't want people to know basic agriculture. They want that phased out and only big agro. It's part of the domestication process. But it's great to have a teacher like you actually, you know, breaking down what's happening. What do your students think about the debates and what they're seeing unfold?
Well, you know, it's kind of decisive. Some of the people like Trump, most of the students like Trump, but they're kind of afraid of his some of his rhetoric. But they do believe that he's a patriot, same as I do. And the reason why I want Trump in there is so maybe I can get some of my projects in the agriculture industry going to stop the poisoning. Their biospheres, they continue to clean up the environment. People will have a good place to work.
We need to go back to real agriculture, not chemical agriculture. You ought to send me a paper on what you're doing. Attention, Alex Jones. Maybe we should have you on as a guest sometime on the show, The Nightly News. I want to say hi to your students. You got a great guy there in Ken. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. More calls straight ahead with Doug Hagman. Jesse Ventura's coming up, too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.